Hello, and welcome to the Society of Women Engineers webinar. Wow, that's engineering, making the most of your SWE outreach event. It is my pleasure to introduce Allison Peterson. Allison has been an active SWE member for 15 years. Her love of outreach activities began with her being the outreach chair for the University of North Dakota SWE section. Since graduating from UND with a Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering, Allison has been an active member in SWE Minnesota section. This is Allison's fourth year holding her dream position as the SWE Outreach Committee Chair. In this position, she is overseeing several SWE national outreach programs such as WOW, That's Engineering. Outside of SWE Outreach, Allison works at Goodrich Sensors and Integrated Systems as an engineering manager with the Air Data Systems Center of Excellence. In this role, Allison is responsible for the systems application and integration team, which focuses on software design for application software, modeling, systems integration testing, and certification support for multiple projects. Allison, the floor is all yours.
Hello and welcome to WOW That's Engineering, making the most of your SWE outreach event, presented by Shayla Bennett and Randy Freeman. Today they will share information on WOW That's Engineering as well as tips and techniques to make the most out of your event. And Randy, my connection actually closed, so could you help me with moving slides?
Thank sure. You.
Sorry about that. I'll keep talking through this though. I'd like to provide a special welcome to those of you participating who are not currently members of the Society of Women Engineers, or SWE. I hope you find today's program valuable for your own K-12 outreach work. SWE is over 20,000 members strong today and includes both collegiate and professional members across many sections and regions. SWE's value is delivered through its strong communities, conferences and seminars, our networking and mentoring opportunities, national recognition programs, and K-12 outreach. For additional information on the Society, feel free to visit our website at www.swe.org and our K-12 microsite, Aspire, which is at www.swe.org/aspire. Speaking of the Aspire website, I'd like to remind SWE members and non-members alike of the new calendar function on the site. Simply go to the Aspire website, so it's www.swe.org/aspire, and select events. From here, you can see a list of outreach events from around the country, and you may also post your own. It is our goal to promote and report 100% of SWE outreach in 2010. Don't forget to announce all of your outreach events on our calendar. Before I turn the seminar over to today's speakers, I'd like to address two commonly asked questions about our web seminars. I think Jessica went over some of this, but for the Q&A, we will have a Q&A session at the end. If at any time during the presentation you have a question, simply click on Q&A at the top of the screen and type in your question. We will set aside about 10 minutes at the end of the presentation to respond to questions from participants. And the next question that we typically get is, will replays of today's seminar be available? Absolutely. You will receive a link to replay today's seminar so that you can view it at any time in the future. Links to all previous SWE web seminars are available in the SWE Member Center. Now I'm going to do an introduction of our speakers for today. First, Shayla Bennett is the Outreach Chair of the North Alabama Section and WOW That's Engineering Workgroup Lead. She received her degree in Industrial and Systems Engineering from the University of Alabama in Huntsville. She currently works for, Nezolve Company?
Nexol.
Thank you. Can you say it again?
Nexol.
Thank you. Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of Nantech or International Corporation as an environmental engineer. Shayla is actively involved in her community and church. Some of her favorite activities include reading, volunteering, and playing Wii. Randy Friedman is the outreach manager for the Society of Women Engineers. He has worked in the education space since 1994. Randy began his career as a public school teacher. He was the regional implementation director for the Discovery Channel and served as the K-12 solutions director for Sallie Mae with the UpPromise School Fundraising Program. In his current role, Randy is responsible for the success of SWE's National K-12 Outreach Program. Working in partnership with National Volunteer Leadership, Randy is responsible for the design and implementation of programs and resources for use by SWE members in K-12 outreach. Randy is a certified teacher and holds a master's degree in education. So now I'm going to turn the webinar over to Shayla.
Thanks, Allison. Hello, all. We'd like to lay the foundation for what we will cover today. So we will begin briefly by discussing how and why WOW started. Then we will get into the hearty part of the webinar in our discussion of the signature events, the event in a box, what they are, what they're not, and how to get involved. And then we'll finish with resources that can make your event even better. Then we will discuss the money issue. No matter what you do, you have to have money. And we know some ways you can get it. We will talk specifically about the event day, how to build a car of your event without reinventing the wheels it travels on, your hands-on activities. We will cover assessments and evaluations, best practices, and finish with a Q&A. So if everyone's ready, let's get started with the polling question. We would like to find out more about our audience. So what is your experience level organizing an event like WOW, That's Engineering? Take time to select your the section that best fits you. Wow, you guys are quick. I see a good portion of you, almost half of you, have either never organized an event such as a WOW That's Engineering or only have experience doing a few of these. That's okay. We've got great information for you, and we're excited to provide it to you. We all know that most things start have a reason behind it. An idea usually is in response to an observation, a perceived or real concern, or a hope to improve life in some way, form, or fashion. And WOW in reality isn't much different. WOW started because the demand for engineers was growing faster than other professions by 3 times. Think of it like this. Every other Christmas, there's that one toy that every child has to have, but they only make a handful of them. And so it was and is with engineering today. Everybody wants us, but there aren't enough of us to go around, and they don't do too well at sharing. So when you add in that women specifically are such wonderful creatures that we kind of hold the monopoly on people wanting to attain us. Unfortunately, though, there are only about 10% of women in our field. Finally, there's the evolution of change. Engineering really needed to be seen differently. So in 2006, SWE noticed this and wanted to do something proactive to influence our world, and thus, WOW That Was Engineering was born. So what do we now want, what did we then, and what do we now want to accomplish with WOW? Well, we really want to facilitate a meaningful change in attitude about engineering. Girls should realize that we are creative, we're innovative, and we're forward-thinking. The best way to accomplish this is by using hands-on, creative, interactive activities that excite the girls' minds and develop critical thinking skills and build self-confidence in their ability to achieve. Relationships should also be on every level because it expands everyone's community and provides a platform for us to talk about what we do. Ultimately, when we're successful, our participants, which are the girls, their parents or guardians, and teachers will relate our events, our personal stories, and our accomplishments to their desires and futures. Some of you may still need some convincing, but I can prove it in true engineering form with numbers. You will. Here is a slide that specifically talks about the National Science Foundation and the data that they've collected. You will notice that less than 25% of women that pursue degrees actually pursue an engineering degree. and this is as of 2006. But you will notice the overwhelming number that pursue psychology and biology. I think I can persuade you that some of these ladies could have been engineers. Just a moment. Sorry about that. Now, especially given that women still represent about half of the workers in America, and 91.7% of those are in the field of nursing are women, where they are, but in comparison, you'll see that totally combined, there's still that less than 25% of women. I think it's a bit sobering when you look at the numbers from this perspective. I was one of those that was sure that, you know, women present a much larger field. But I think when you look at the numbers, it really humbles you into what the work that we've got to do. Especially since that now I'm going to present you with what people think about us. And I'm not talking about just anybody. Let's talk about the adults in society today. You will notice here that in comparison to scientists, only 14% think that engineers can impact saving lives. And then when you take it down to societal concerns, you've got a whopping 28. Now, while there is a great increase in the care about the community, we still only represent 37%. That's not what I want people to think about us, and I'm sure you don't either. I believe that now I have a consensus that a change in perspective is required. So here's the question of the day. Is WOW effective? Well, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then I have 5,000 words I'd like to share with you. First, if you want to change attitudes about engineering, we have to let them behind the curtain. Let them see engineers in action. And one way we can do that is as role models. Now, we still have to convince them that they can do it. If you want to convince them they can do it, well, why don't you give them the opportunity to prove it? And you can do this very easily with hands-on activities. Next, talk to them, not at them, about what they do. And I'm talking about what you do. And I'm talking about the real stuff. Engineers have some of the coolest hobbies and activities of anyone around. So why don't you share who you really are and what you're really like with them? Next, you can also show them tools that are available, but you have to be careful to balance what you say with a little practice. And there are many tools available through SWE and their contacts that can help you. I'm sorry, I lost my place there for just a moment. So they say birds of a feather flock together, and together we can show them just how big our engineering flock is by showing them the wide range of people available in our community. Hosting an event is not for the faint of heart, but it's worth the hard work. You will see here a picture from our Boston section, who were the first to kick off hosting an event for last year. In their event, they, in the midst of Flumania, they had 144 girls present for 47 volunteers to change their lives. And you will notice that we got a 7% in market correction. In Huntsville, we had a record-breaking 250 girls and 75 parents register for the sweet treat of attending our event. LA closed out the year in style and with their event. So is SWE working? I believe we can say so. It's time to hear from you with another polling question. We would like to see what you know about WOW specifically. So do you know the difference between a WOW Best Engineering Signature event and an event in the box? Take time to answer that question now. Oh, wow. So I really am talking to the perfect group. I'm going to help you guys out with that, so you don't have to be in the dark anymore. So let me expound upon and clarify the answers about the signature event and the event in a box. There are only 3 signature grants awarded annually. It takes work to earn them and work to make them successful because they are fully funded grants. We give you lots and lots of tools, including your own party planner, and we call him our K-12 outreach manager, and all the resources you can ask for, including sound advice from yours truly. It takes a true team to accomplish any feat of significance, and SWE and their partners aren't afraid to put their money where their mouth is. So what is an event in a box? Well, it's your self-help version of WOW. You have many of the same resources, including an opportunity to apply for a program development grant, which will be your funding. While I'm not available biweekly just to you, I am always an email away. Randy stays busy with outreach in general, but makes time for anyone who calls or sends an email. And we must all remember that we have a wealth of resources within our outreach community. Just reach out. So now we're going to talk about what the requirements are for a section or a MOW to host a WOW That's an Engineering event. Now, I don't want you to think that just because you apply for a WOW signature grant that it's yours. There's some serious competition between the sections, so your section has to weigh the cost. Teamwork is everything. And when you host a WOW event, your team grows to include your local section, national, and the WOW work group. You have to strive to register at least 200 girls. More is preferable because inevitably someone will call, someone will cancel, someone will get sick. But 200 is a firm requirement. Your section must also provide, at a minimum, 35 volunteers. I personally shot for 50. 200 girls is a lot of girls. And when you add in the parents, well, that's more work. And when you really think about it, there's a lot of work to be done. We're talking about a half-day or a whole-day event that takes months and months to plan. So please be prepared to do the work if you apply. Now I'm going to hand it over to Randy, who will talk with us about how to apply for a WOW event.
Hello, everybody, and I just want to echo what Shayla said, that I'm available as a resource to everyone who is on the call and happy to help in any way that I can with questions or resources that you're looking for. But to the resource of the WOW That's Engineering signature event, we've tried to make this as easy as we can for sections or MOWs who are interested in applying for this grant. And you do so by coming to the SWE.org/Aspire website, clicking on the Engineers logo, which is the star and the red swoosh, and going to the left side and hitting Apply to Host a SWE-sponsored WOW That's Engineering event. Pretty easy, huh? Then there's an Apply Online option. You click on that. And I also want to note on the third arrow there that you can also find related links with additional information about WOW That's Engineering right below. Now, once you've applied for a WOW event, signature event, you'll want to access the activities toolkit, which again is on the left-hand side, and click on the WOW That's Engineering event in the box. If you're a signature event winner or you're planning your event through a different funding source, this is your one-stop shop. You'll find flyers, permission forms, logos, suggested activities, and it includes suggestions about selecting a venue. One thing that I want to make sure that you're aware of is we've got this really nice checklist. If you know the date you're going to hold your event, you plug it into this Excel sheet that calculates 90 days out, the items that you should do step by step to plan a successful event, and that's also in this event in a box for your download. And of course, you can change that, add things to it as you need. One of the things, as I mentioned, is selecting a venue that's included on that checklist, and Shayla will talk to you a little bit more about that.
So choosing a venue might not be as hard as you think. What you really need to keep in mind is just a few things. In Huntsville, we went straight to our college campuses. Almost every university has an auditorium where they teach freshman chemistry. This is the room you want. It's hard to work with 200 girls all at the same time, so break them out into smaller groups. It's a great idea for you, and it's a great idea for them. For this, you will need breakout rooms. Smaller, at our event, we had 6 rooms in addition to our large auditorium just for the girls. Our parents had their own session, so you have to remember that if you're planning one for them as well, you're going to need a separate location for them. Now, don't forget, you still have to discuss with your host site simple things like parking, security, and custodians. The checklist is amazing, and by the time that you get done, you'll have everything that you need to host a successful event. Now, I'm going to talk about hosting an event. One of the first steps is to figure out what you plan to do. Now, the simplest way that I found to do this is to draw up a schedule. You will see on the slide above that this is a sample of what a day could look like. You will want to spend some time thinking about exactly what you want to do, how you want to impact these girls' lives, and what you plan to do to have that influence. Too little time makes you feel rushed. Too much time gives you holes to fill. The time frame initially is not as important as what you plan to do with the time. So I'm going to talk to you now specifically about what we did here in Huntsville. And for those of you that probably haven't figured it out, yes, I'm in the South. That's Huntsville, Alabama. We started out early with a volunteer sign-in at 7:30. The girls signed in at 8:45. Or by 8:45, because we really wanted to have a full day. It's up to you how your day will go and how long it will go, but you want to think about all the logistics and the importance of your decision. One of the things that we had to consider was that we had people traveling as far as 3 to 4 hours away, so we really wanted to make it worth their time and effort to come to the event. We had our speaker first because that gave us time to make any last-minute changes, give final instructions to volunteers, and to make sure that everyone was in place before we divided the girls up into their groups. We also had an adult session. One of the things we really wanted to focus in on was getting them situated and separated from the girls so that it would make it easier to do the bigger division of the 200 girls later. So we set them off first. And so immediately thereafter, we divided the girls up according to color coding. This can be made really simple by having something simple and visible like beads. So for most adults and parents, guardians, troop leaders, this will be absolutely fine. That you've sent them off on their way. They're probably looking forward to having some time away from the girls. But every now and again, you'll have a challenging situation. So I like to give you a little advice about how to handle it. Most people understand that you have restrictions and that you have restrictions to what you can do. So if you'll take the time to pull that one person aside, have a brief discussion with them as to what your restrictions are and why, then you'll find that they'll probably be very willing to work with you. Even the most challenging person will go along with your plans when they realize you're firm on your decision. Now, after the girls had completed their activities at our event and had lunch, we had a STEM expo. The morning was to show the girls what they can do. The afternoon was to introduce them to what they could do later as engineers. This gave companies, clubs, and organizations in our community an opportunity to showcase what they do so well. This also gave the girls an opportunity to participate in additional hands-on activities that they really enjoyed, including Pop Fly. Our girls left with the ideas of what they can accomplish now and then what they can accomplish as they grow older. So take time to think about what you want to do and consider your possibilities and resources. You usually have more at your disposal than you think. Finally, consider how to get your surveys filled out and returned. Our trick was exchanging completed surveys for goodie bags and certificates. Everybody wants their hard-earned award, so use it to your advantage. Now I want to talk about recruiting. Recruiting can be hard or it can be easy. I will cover some tips that, with Randy's help, will make it very easy for you. First, you need to make your flyer attractive, but it shouldn't just be pretty. It should also have enough information on it for people to know how to contact you, where to contact you, and what you're planning on doing for this for your event. Make sure your press release sounds like your section. For example, I changed a quote because I wanted it to sound like something I would say. Get the word out in your community early. Post it on the calendar on the Aspire site. Send it to local or to newspapers or to radio stations, because they'll be a great resource for letting the community know what's going on. Randy also has some unbelievable resources that you will absolutely love. So take advantage of his expertise. I do all the time. So do what you know. Talk to the Girl Scouts, talk to Girls Inc., and even a resource you might not have considered, local churches. One resource that Randy has specifically is MBR. He will email all the math and science teachers within a given radius of your event location. Once those emails go out, you can just watch the registrations roll on in. So now I'm going to hand it back over to Randy.
If anyone would like to learn more about how they can use the MDR resource in emailing teachers in your area, that's something that you would just want to get in touch with me, and we can discuss how you would do that. That leads us to, once we have the girls' interest, how do we get them to register? And many of you have probably registered for events of one form or another, and we can do this paper, we can do this online. Well, we like online registration for a couple of reasons. When we get online registration going, we can record everybody who's registered very easily. We don't have to do double data entry. And then we can email everybody with reminders. Finally, when people do online registration, they're redirected to the appropriate form. So photo release forms and permission forms are available once they've registered online. So this begs the question, how do you set up an online registration? Again, this is a resource that SWE can help you with. And if you contact me, I can set one of these up for you. It's actually very simple, and all the information will be tied directly to our calendar through to registration and then back to you with the information about who has, in fact, registered. So I'd like to take a moment to ask a survey question. Beyond the signature event, are you aware that SWE offers funding through program development grants? And good. As the answers come in, it looks like the majority of you are, perhaps because we've mentioned them in this web seminar, but I'm also very glad to see this. So let's talk a little bit about getting funding. We hope that these tips and tools that we're talking about today are raising your enthusiasm for hosting an event. And we know that organizing events takes a good deal of work. We want to help you in every way that we can, but we don't want funding to be an obstacle. Not listed here, if you go again to the Aspire page and you click on the engineers link, there'll be something off to the side that says get funding. So you can go directly from there to get information about these program development grants. That link will then link you to the communities page. For those of you who've never used the communities page, you simply sign on with your SWE username and password, and you'll be able to find information on program development grants. We review these each month, and there is even a WOW That's Engineering template. So we've tried to reduce the amount of work you'll have to do in creating a program development grant application. So if you are too late to apply for a signature event and you want to do a WOW That's Engineering event this year, use program development grants. If a WOW That's Engineering event isn't your thing, but you have other outreach that needs funding, please come here and apply for these grants. Mary Perkinson is our program development grant chair, and she is happy to help you with any questions as you go through the process. So at the beginning of this webinar, Allison mentioned the outreach calendar. We cannot mention this enough because it's our goal that we have 100% participation from our outreach practitioners on the calendar. This is important for two reasons. Not only does it promote your event, it helps us tell the story of SWE better. We want to be able to report on all the outreach we do, how many outreach events we hold each year. And the key is with all of you reporting these events. And it's a very simple online form that you fill out. And then that comes to me and I will post it up onto the calendar. Once you have, once you come to the Aspire page, you can click the Submit Your Outreach Event, and then your outreach event will show up on the calendar's list of events. You'll notice directly above that second arrow that came up, there's a location search, so you can just type in a zip code, or you can search by a particular filter, like you're looking for a target audience that's just elementary school. There are also a wide variety of resources that are available to you around hands-on activities. I'm going to talk a little bit more detail about the Agilent after-school kits because we use these frequently at WOW events. But you can also look at the eWeek Discover ePortal that has experiments and various grade-level activities. We love Design Squad, which is a PBS program, but their website, pbs.org/designsquad, has a plethora of hands-on activities that you can build and do with middle school age children, and you can also scale them up or scale them down as needed. TechBridge is another resource for you. They have a very detailed curriculum that goes over time, so if you're doing an event that lasts more than one day, I'd recommend looking at TechBridge activities. And you can also dig deeper on our site with a list of activities that are organized by grade level, and I'd encourage you to check that out. If you just need a quick answer, you can talk to Shayla or me, and we can give you some suggestions and advice about where to go. But I'd like to talk about our featured resource, which is the Agilent After School Kits. We have 21 kits. Each kit has instructions and materials for four students, and the topics range from solar power to rocketry to hydrology. Just a great resource for you because it's really self-contained, and the photos you see here are of students and engineers working with the Agilent After School Kits. They're available to you at swe.org/store. I'd like to hand it back to Shayla to talk a little bit about our parent programming.
Now, parent programming for me specifically is a personal passion. One of the things that was the best thing that ever happened for me was that someone took interest in my parents. And so their interest that they showed in my parents really helped me become the engineer that I am today. So let's talk about the parents. Even engineering parents need information. You can provide it to them in fun and fresh ways. It really doesn't take a whole lot of creativity. You just kind of have to think outside your box a little bit. For our event, we had our parents got the opportunity to have two panels of experts, which included SWE members and university staff. They also got their own hands-on activity. They also had a presentation, which was informative and really kind of broke the ice for them. The presentation provided information about the child's path, resources that could really help them. Now, the panel was probably the favorite activity because they got to ask some of the hard questions, some of the things a lot of people don't think about. You know, well, what happens when my child flunks a class? What happens if my child is having roommate problems? You know, how can I help my child? What resources are available to help my child, you know, where they are now and then where they're going later? And so we really wanted to focus on that. We did start with where the girls are now because it was important to us that we put them on the fast track for success. We wanted them also to avoid the pitfalls of failure, which are very common among college students and can ultimately end in us losing engineers, a valuable resource I think we can all agree that we really need right now. And then we finished with what the degree means in the hand of their engineer. You know, it's really important for parents to understand what it means now that their child has a degree in engineering. But we didn't just want to talk with the parents. You know, like their daughters, they needed to be connected. They needed to feel the importance of engineering. So we did this by letting them have their own hands-on activity. And I tell you what, when I came in, a round of applause that we received for the planning of this event was worth all the hard work and effort put in. So you really want to relate to your parents. You really want them to feel like they're a valuable resource. So now I'm going to hand it back over to Randy.
And I'd like to talk to you about the ways in which that you can learn how to be better at what you do with outreach through a couple of trainings that we've put up here in our basic training section. So, again, you're probably starting to notice a pattern, but at SWE.org/aspire, you are going to click on that engineers icon again, go to get involved and get trained, and then click on the web-based trainings to enhance outreach. The two that we're recommending right now, although we have more, are to learn about role modeling 101. Techniques for inspiring girls in engineering. This is an hour-long recorded webinar that will provide you with outstanding tools. We also talk about the messaging. How should we position a career in engineering? What are the words and terms and expressions we should use when talking about it? Well, there was a study that was done in 2006 that talked about changing the conversation about engineering. And we have an outstanding webinar that was produced by the folks at Engineer Your Life that talks about these effective communication techniques. We recommend that every volunteer that interacts with girls at your events take a couple hours out of their planning time to watch these, because you will walk away with a couple of really, really excellent techniques and ideas. These communication techniques also work really well in your parenting program, so don't forget to incorporate them in that way as well. Now, what is any of this if we don't have a way to find out if what we did worked? We have a number of surveys that we can provide. You can do a pre-survey and a post-survey, but I like to keep it as simple as possible and to tie it up just with doing a post-only survey. The post-only survey asks reflective questions, so it'll say things like, before this event, did you want to become an engineer? After this event, would you like to become an engineer? Now, they're phrased better, but that's the idea. They're reflective in nature, but it limits what we need to collect to one survey. I have some great examples and templates of these that I'm happy to share with anybody who's looking to do this. Now, the surveys are really important nationally, but they're also very important locally. The importance of these surveys for you as you do these events again and again is to help you just realize what worked and what didn't and where can you improve. So there's no reason to take all these questions and report up into some database on high. We want you to just take these and look at them and figure out the things that were effective for you locally and then improve them for the next year. We also, and you'll probably see notifications about this, will periodically ask our outreach members, what worked? And can you share those with other sections or mouths? Speaking of what worked, I'm going to hand the presentation back over to Shayla to talk about keys to success and some important lessons that we've learned in doing these WOW events.
Well, one of the things that we all know to be true is no matter how much work you've done, no matter how much effort you've put in, you can always learn something new, something that you really want to take back and improve upon. So I really wanted to take this time to share just a few lessons that we learned from last year, not just my section, but specifically, but all three of the sections. The first thing we learned was signs, and more signs. My section was one of those that had enough experience that we knew that we needed some signs, and we needed something that could stand up in several different, in any kind of climate. So we made those available. But you really want to think about how you're going to get people to where you are, how they find you, how they find parking, and then, you know, how do they get to the restroom? What classroom am I supposed to be in? Because they won't be as familiar with your location as you should be. Another great lesson that we learned last year was to make sure that registration is well organized and handled. This is one of the ways in which my section dropped the ball. While this was something that was planned way ahead of time, something we knew that we were going to do and had planned for, unfortunately, the day of the event came around, and with some of the other things that were going on, those things didn't happen. So make sure that you do plan for it, but you also have somebody in place to carry that out, because you can't be everywhere at once. Think about what you're going to do with all the stuff that you have. You not only have to get stuff there, but you also got to throw stuff away while you're there, and then you got to find a way to get everything back to whatever location that you have for storage. So think about what you plan for your facilities, and then think about, you know, just traveling to and from, how you're going to make all of those things happen. Now, I have a tip for success for orderly dismissal. With our section, because we had used colored bees and because we had a parent section, we also decided to use that to our advantage. So once the girls had gotten their goodies, we let those whose parents had either come in or those parents that were in the parking lot, we let them dismiss. But we had volunteers available so that we knew that they went where they were supposed to go. And then for the girls whose parents were already in place, well, they just stayed in place, and as the parents came down, then they could leave. You really want to think through your process. How am I going to accomplish this? And have a plan in place and be ready to execute it. And I've already talked about the colored bees a couple of times. You do need a visual that you can readily identify so that you know that your girls are where they're supposed to be. It makes it easy for you, and it makes it even easier for your volunteers. So take those tips into consideration. Now I'm going to hand it back over to Randy to talk about our partners.
So one of the things that we are faced with in these events that we do, I think are really highlighted by what I saw in Boston. There was a young lady who was sitting in the audience at the keynote speaker at the very end of a really successful day of hands-on activities, and she raised her hand and said, when is the next WOW That's Engineering event? And it kind of stumped the SWE members in Boston, because maybe they were thinking, okay, one of these is plenty, and some might have been thinking, oh, we'll do one next year, but no one had a really solid answer for the what's next question. And we want to really think about that what's next question. And I think our partners play a key role in that. So these are folks that you see listed here who we work with on a regular basis, some of whom we have formal agreements with. So First, we have a formal agreement with Girl Scouts. We have a formal agreement with Girls Inc. We have a formal agreement with. Work with those organizations. Tie into things that they're doing so that the girls, once they come to this event, know where to go next. They can do STEM activities with Girl Scouts or with FIRST and connect with those opportunities. You'll also notice that there's the National Girls Collaborative Project listed up here. For those of you who have not signed up, you should go Google National Girls Collaborative Project. Go there and register your section, or if you're a male, register yourself, and connect with partners. National Girls Collaborative Project will give you $1,000 in collaboration for if you fill out a very simple application form for your outreach event. In addition to the PDG money that you can get from SWE, you can also look to National Girls Collaborative to get that. I'd also like to point out that WGBH produces Design Squad, which is a show that we've mentioned, also resources available. They also produce Engineer Your Life, which is a fantastic website, engineeryourlife.org, which talks about engineering and engineering careers, has wonderful videos of real female engineers doing their work so that girls can watch that. I'd also like to know that you can connect with us on Aspire, which we've talked about several times, but also Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. One challenge I'd like to send everybody away with is that when you do outreach events, go to Facebook and write about it on Facebook. Tell people what you've done, upload pictures, and that type of thing. Sheila?
So we'd like to hear from you. You'll notice the quote on our page, and we stand behind that. So what would you like to know? Send in your questions now.
Well, thank you so much, Shayla and Randy. And just as a reminder to everyone, if you do have any questions, you'll just want to click on the Q&A box in the upper left-hand corner and type in your question in the box and then click Ask. And it looks like we do have a couple questions that have already come in. First one here, guys. We work with the Girl Scouts and use their registration system to get girls registered for our events. Is this okay?
Well, Randy, if you don't mind, I'll take that one.
Sure.
We actually considered using the Girl Scout system here, and we did use it impartiality. So it is okay for you to use the Girl Scout system. However, there are other resources that are available, like the ones that Randy talked about in our webinar. You can use a system similar to SurveyMonkey, which I found really helpful, and I actually got a great response from, and it made it easier for me to go back for contact information for people that contacted me later. Also, we have our own system, and Randy can talk a little bit more about it than I can, but it's a great resource, and it really makes it easy to be able to reconnect with the girls at a later date. Randy?
The only thing that I would add to that is that if you're working with Girl Scouts and they're going to handle registration, it may be the easiest way to go. It may save you some time and some energy. Just be sure that you also are able to get at least a count for how many girls you worked with, and especially better if you can get a demographic breakdown. Because this year we're really going to be focusing on trying to count and report on what we do. Tell that greater SWE story about our outreach. How many events we do, how many girls we impact. Those are the numbers that we want to begin to collect.
Okay, great. And the next question, how much budget or money do we need to run an event?
Sheila, I'll take that. I think as a rule of thumb, consider it at about $8 to $12 a head per participant that you're going to be serving. That's going to account for snacks. That's going to account for materials. That's going to account for kits and that type of thing. It may go over. It may go under. And we can also help you with solutions for saving money and ways you can acquire materials at little or no cost.
Can I add something to that? This is Allison Peterson. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On the program development grant examples that Randy showed on the community, the WOW Express template, we call it, there is an example budget that tells exactly how much money we think each thing would cost, such as food, experiments, T-shirts, if you wanted to get them. We have specifics in there to try to help sections budget, and either for applying for a program development grant or for just their own internal use. And that was created by myself and one other SWE member who had also, we have hosted a WOW That's Maturing event, so we based on that and other events. So that could also help you with that. And you can contact Randy if you're unable to get into that community or me.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. And I have another question here. It's a two-part question, and I think we've already taken care of the first one, which was what was the typical cost for one of these events. But the second part of the question was, are there some project management checklists available from people's previous experiences?
Yes, actually there are. Randy and I have been working diligently to make sure that we put something together, because one of the things that we wanted to do was to build upon lessons learned. And so Randy has worked very hard on putting together a checklist, and we've gone through it and purged it based on last year's experience and then revamped some things. As we continue to do events this year, all of the WOW sections will be, all the WOW hosts will be using them. And actually, we should mention who they are, and I'll do that shortly. But they will be using those, and then we will further critique it. But you should also keep in mind that this is a living document. So anything that you want to change or add in or modify for your needs, then please feel free to do that. And just as a shout out, I'd like to congratulate the Cleveland State University section, the San Diego section, and the Pittsburgh section as our 2010 WOW That's Engineering grant winners and our host sites for this year.
Okay, great. And another question here. Are you normally able to get the meeting space gratis? The cost per participant mentioned sounds low if facility costs are included.
Kayla, why don't you talk about what we did with UAH?
Okay. Well, here in Huntsville, because our student section is connected so intimately with our two student sections, UAH and A&M are so intimately connected with our professional section, then we can actually host our event for free at UAH. But one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to recognize UAH's contribution. Having their personal interaction in our event really increased that, and that's by clubs, organizations, and also by having professors and staff on site that can actually help answering questions and really just help out with the event in general. Also, it helped that I'm a graduate of UAH, and I could go to the Dean of the College of Engineering and asked for his help. And he actually did the opening welcome for our event. So that's one way that you can look at in saving the cost of having to rent a location by connecting to something that you have a connection to.
Yeah, to address the cost per head, the facility fee can get very high depending upon where you are. So if you're paying a retail price, yeah, that cost per head would be affected.
Okay, great. Thank you both so much. It looks like that's all the time we have for questions today. I'd like to hand the seminar back to Allison for a minute to talk about the WE10 Outreach Workshop call for participation.
Thank you. Content is needed for the K-12 outreach workshops for WE10. Presenting a session allows you to highlight your expertise and showcase the accomplished women in your organization. You'll also gain visibility as a diversity advocate as you support the advancement of engineering outreach and a woman's vital role within it. The submission deadline is coming up. It's on February 19th. And please submit your session idea at www.speed.org. Now I'm going to send things back to Jessica to wrap us up here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Allison. And I'd just like to thank Shayla and Randy for providing us with valuable tools for outreach. It looks like they both were kind enough to give us their information. So if you guys want to jot that down, if you have any other questions for them. I'd also like to thank the Motorola Foundation for their generous sponsorship of today's outreach seminar. We wish all of you the best of luck as you inspire the next generation of engineers. Lastly, I'd just like to go ahead and pull up a post-seminar survey. You should be seeing that on your screen. If you would take a moment to complete this short survey and help us to better plan future programming, we greatly appreciate your feedback. Also, everyone who registered for today's program will be emailed the links to this survey as well as a replay for this seminar. That's all I have for today. Shayla, Randy, do you guys have any closing thoughts?
It's been wonderful, and we hope that everybody got all the information they needed, but please feel free to contact Randy or I if you have any additional questions or thoughts or need any help planning your event.
Well, thank you all so much. And on behalf of Beach New Media, I'd like to thank the attendees for all of their great questions. And that is the end of today's webinar. To end this call, simply hang up.